And also joining us live in studio this morning is Star Valley Lady Braves wrestler, a state champ from this year's season. That's Remington Allman. Remington, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. And again, congratulations on your season. That must have felt pretty amazing. Kind of talk to us about that. That last day wrestling and winning that championship.
It felt like everything I've ever wanted. It was a feeling that I couldn't really explain. I felt like I achieved all my goals in that moment, and it was probably one of the best days of my life.
Well, it came absolutely drama-free for you, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just joking, of course. I mean, you go into overtime in the championship match, tied 12-12, and then an OT pin. I mean, right? So, that's a pretty exciting finish.
Yeah.
So, what was that moment? I mean, you talked about the final day, but that moment when the ref slaps the mat, you know you're state champ. I mean, what's the first thing that goes through your mind?
I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. I didn't know what to think. I just like sat there for a second, and I really could not believe that I just won the match.
Well, we see it all the time. That kind of emotion runs over in terms of wrestlers, because it takes and demands so much of someone to get to that point. But you in particular, let's go back. We'll touch on your career, but this last year in particular, you underwent some pretty serious surgery to even get on the mat. Tell us about what happened and what they did and what you've had to overcome over that period of time.
My hips had a birth defect since when I was born, and it's called hip dysplasia. So my hip sockets are shallow and my hip joint wouldn't fit into them. So for the past my freshman year and my sophomore year wrestling, I was going through some very extreme pain, hips dislocating during matches, like just very, very, very hard. Sometimes, like, it was like there was days I just wanted to not wrestle, but I kept pushing through it. And what they went in and did, we had two separate surgeries because they couldn't do one hip at a time. They had to do one hip at a time, and they couldn't do both hips at the same time because of how extensive this surgery was. But they went and cut all three of my big pelvis bones and shifted my hip socket back over my hip joint and screwed it together with four screws on each side. And I was in a wheelchair for about 6 weeks and then on crutches after that, and very, very intense physical therapy. And I definitely wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't have Chet Erickson's help.
That's amazing. You're going through describing that process. Why did you keep wrestling? I mean, that your freshman and sophomore seasons, what was your motivation to keep pushing forward?
It was always a dream of mine since I was just a little girl to wrestle and be able to prove something greater than myself and show people that I'm stronger than what people see me as sometimes. And that kind of pushed me and motivated me to keep wrestling through all the pain.
So they had to saw through your pelvis twice. Mm-hmm. So you went, you did that, and you kind of had to, I'm kind of talking through this with you, I'm sorry, but you go through that once and you're like, it's not like, oh, I'm done. Mm-hmm. You know you have to do it again.
Yeah.
Because you kind of know that going in, you're going to have to do it twice.
Yeah, I waited. I had my first surgery in June, I had my first surgery in March, right after wrestling season last year. And then I waited till June and got my second surgery. And so they were like four months apart from each other.
Wow. You mentioned working with Chet and the intense physical therapy. I mean, what was some of the physical therapy you had to go through? I mean, after the surgery you just described, it probably wasn't pleasant, right?
Oh, it was not at all. I was stuck in bed all summer long. I hated it so much. But he helped. I had to relearn how to like mobilize my hips and like the way that they moved. And so we went through a whole bunch of stuff with just working to build that strength back, the strength, the mobility, and all of that type of stuff. And it was a lot.
So this all happened a summer ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
How are you a state champ, Remington? I mean, give me a break. I mean, how did you, so what was it? Was this season, I mean, you couldn't be completely pain-free already, right? I mean, you still had to battle through a bunch.
Yeah, before this season started, I got cleared by my doctor down at Primary Children's Hospital 2 weeks before I started the season. And I was determined. I kept asking him, I was like, when am I going to be able to get on the mat and wrestle? And he was like, well, if you're feeling good enough, you can. But he didn't want me live wrestling for the first few weeks of wrestling season. And so that was really hard because I felt like I was really, really behind because I couldn't wrestle all summer. And so I had to work 10 times as much as you normally would have to be able to get that state championship.
It kind of puts it, again, a little more perspective. You look at how the tournament ended. Like you said, you end up pinning your opponent in overtime after 12-12. So that was like the capper of all of this. I can only imagine what you were trying to put it into words. It's hard to do.
Yeah, it really is. But it was a great experience to be able to go through that and then be able to overcome it and win that state championship.
What is maybe the one or two things that you learned up to this point through that experience, and that you mentioned it was good to go through it, which is easy to say on the other end of it, right? In the middle of it, I'm sure you weren't saying that. What's something you learned from it?
I learned that even though you have to wait for it a little bit and keep pushing for it, in the end, in the outcome, it will always be for the greater good, and it will show you what you have really worked for or if you haven't worked for it. And I feel like I put in a lot of work, and my outcome showed me what I really was working for.
I also want to talk about your family, because you come from a wrestling family, and which has been kind of an even cooler part of the idea that, or the whole fact that that the girls have their own division now. Your dad was a three-timer, a three-time state champ, Nick, but you've got uncles that won state championships, so. As the joke I like to make is probably a lot of broken furniture in the Allman house growing up. So kind of talk to us about that, having that type of culture in your house and then being able to have your own experience as part of the Lady Braves program.
Well, when I was little and I would hear stories about my dad wrestling, it always kind of like was like, oh, I want to be like my dad. I want to do this. I want to show him that I can also do things that boys can do, because he has all girls. And so I did peewee wrestling for a little bit, and he loved it. He loved being on the side of the mat and helping me out with that. And then once I heard that they were starting a high school team, I told my dad, I was like, I want to do this. I want to be on this team and wrestle. And he's been very supportive through this whole thing. He's pushed me a lot and made me work on things for hours that I need to work on, and just pushing me to the next level of where he knows I can be. And I'm very, very grateful for that.
So Remington, what's the outlook for you now? Are you good? I mean, is everything fixed, or is there potential for more surgeries or anything in the future for you?
They're saying that everything is fixed. I do have the screws still in my hips, so we do have an appointment to see if I want to get those screws taken out. But that would mean more recovery time. And so I'm still trying to make that decision on if I want to go through more recovery or if I just want to keep the screws in my hips for the rest of my life.
Well, and that's the other part of this is your career's not over yet. You get to come back, you get to keep continuing on. and try and do it all again, so to speak. But to get to have that senior year, talk to us about some of the things you'd like to accomplish. We talked about where you've come in the last 12 months. Where would you like to see yourself in another 12 months?
I would like to see myself winning a second state title and just pushing myself to be a way better wrestler than I was from this year, and just progressing way more, and maybe hopefully signing for a college to go wrestle somewhere.
Remington Allman in studio this morning, Star Valley High School Lady Braves wrestler. Remington, thanks for coming in and sharing and being open about it and talking with us today. If you could go back 2 years and tell freshman Remington something, what would you tell her?
I would tell her to keep pushing and don't listen to people around you about what they say or what you cannot do or can do, and ignore that and just go for what you want to do.
It's incredible, Dow.
I'm floored by that.
That's quite the process, and you've overcome so much. Remington Allman in studio this morning. Remington, anything we missed you'd like to touch on as far as this process or your wrestling career or girls wrestling for the Lady Braves as a whole? Anything else you'd like to mention?
I also wanted to say something about my coaches. They have helped me so much this year, and they were very, very understanding with my circumstances and not being able to go to a few tournaments because of how bad I was hurting in this year, too. That really meant a lot to me that they understood where I was coming from and what pain I was going through, and I could not be more grateful for the coaches that we had this year.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. And I think not to be lost in this story is the fact that as a sophomore, you still finished second. I mean, and that was pre-surgery, right? And runner-up even before all that happened. So it's just remarkable. Remington Allman in studio. Remington, thank you again for your time, and absolutely wish you the very, very best. I have no doubts you're going to be just fine. Right?
And I'm sure we'll have you. I'm sure you'll be on here again talking to us about what's next.
That's Remington Allman, Star Valley Lady Braves wrestler on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday with the SVI Radio Network.